If you think you're going to vote today, don't bet on it. No, I mean literally, if you've placed a bet on any race in today's election, it's illegal for you to vote. It's a pretty obscure law. We didn't know about it ourselves until Dane County Judge Mary Ann Soumy mentioned it in her ruling in the lawsuit concerning the double checking of voter registrations.
I was surprised to learn that the legislature also said that no one can vote if he or she has made a bet about the outcome of the election. I hope that none of you in this room have done that.
So we wanted to find out more for ourselves, and we have Mike Haas on the line. He's a lawyer for the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this a big problem, people gambling on elections?
Well, Terry, I've tried to check around our agency with people who have been here a lot longer than I have, and we do not have any recollection of anybody being prosecuted, at least that we are aware of, or even having violations brought to the attention of our agency or the former State Elections Board.
Well, that kind of answers my next question, and that is, how can this sort of a statute be enforced?
There are basically two ways. The statute itself, Section 6.03, states that the person shall not be allowed to vote if they are interested in a wager that depends upon the result of the election. That, of course, requires that somebody would need to know that the potential voter has wagered a bet or intends to. But if that were the case, then the person could be prevented from voting. The second enforcement tool is that the person could be prosecuted by a district attorney, because that person is, under the statute, disqualified from voting. And so that would fall under Chapter 12 of our statutes, which has a list of prohibited election practices, and potentially that person could be prosecuted by the district attorney if there is evidence to prove that case.
What are the penalties?
Penalties potentially could be a felony. The maximum penalties are $1,000 or up to 6 months in jail or both.
And why is it a good idea to have this law on the books, even though it seems to be hard to enforce or prosecute?
Political elections are not something that that we want the public to be wagering on. It's the most fundamental right in our democracy, and it's not something to be taken lightly. And in today's society, there are plenty of opportunities for people to play cards or roll dice in legal venues and participate in wagering that way.
Mike Haas, thanks for being with us.
Sure, thank you, Terry.
Mike Haas is an attorney for the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board. By the way, we checked, and most of the odds-making on the presidential election is happening overseas. And Ladbrokes, one of the world's largest bookmakers, has Obama, the odds-on favorite, to win at 12-1 odds, while McCain's odds are at 13-2. Not that we endorse such a thing.